A major American game maker has banned designers from using artificial intelligence, AI, tools to create artwork for its games. The company, Wizards of the Coast, owns the product collection for the popular game Dungeons and Dragons, or D&D. The role-playing game, set in an imaginary world, was first launched in 1974. Toy manufacturer Hasbro is the parent company of Wizards of the Coast and the related company D&D Beyond. Officials at D&D Beyond said they did not find out until recently that one of its artists used AI to create artwork for an upcoming book. The company said in a statement it had talked to the artist involved. D&D Beyond said the artist, who had worked for the company for more than 10 years, had agreed to no longer use AI tools for artistic designs. The company said it is also examining its current AI rules. Some D&D fans discovered the AI-developed art in the series. Hasbro bought D&D Beyond for $146.3 million last year. The Rhode Island-based toy company has owned Wizards of the Coast for more than 20 years. The AI artwork in question was part of a soon-to-be-released book of creature descriptions and lore called Bigby Presents: Glory of the Giants. The digital and physical versions of the game are set for release August 15th. The use of AI tools to assist with creative work has raised copyright and labor concerns across a number of industries. The issue is part of what is fueling the current Hollywood strike. It also led the music industry organization, the Recording Academy, to change the rules of its Grammy Awards process. Some artists have brought legal action against AI companies for using their work without permission. The Associated Press reported that Hasbro competitor Mattel had used AI-created images to help come up with ideas for a new Hot Wheels toy car. The news agency noted, however, that Mattel has not said exactly how it is using AI in product development. I'm Brian Lynn.